For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway says the FBI investigation into sexual assault and misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be limited in scope. But during an interview on CNN's State of the Union, Senator Amy Klobuchar explains why she thinks accuser Julie Swetnick should be interviewed.
I haven't met her. I do believe in due process, and she did sign an affidavit. I think it needs to be looked into.
Survivors of last year's Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting in Las Vegas gathered Saturday to mark a year since the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Many returned to Las Vegas for the first time to be around people who've been through what they experienced. Co-organizer Connie Long says the private event was an opportunity for survivors to remember what brought them together and honor those who were lost.
It's very strange to miss 58 people you never met. I think about who they were, what they were, what they did.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investor Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Another women's march is being planned, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
True, an FBI investigation has been ordered, but women who are angry that the Senate Judiciary Committee has voted to advance Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination before the findings are in are organizing a third women's march on Washington. An organizer of the 2017 demonstration in Washington says women from all over the country will descend on the Capitol on January 19th of this upcoming year to voice their anger with the Trump administration. The first women's march was held in 2017, a day after President Trump was sworn into office. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claims that Iran has a secret atomic archive. Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif responded to the comment during a CBS interview on Face the Nation.
He's been wrong about the previous ones, and he's wrong about this one.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
North Korea's foreign minister says Pyongyang will not denuclearize before his government has sufficient trust in the United States. We get more on that from John Clemens.
Speaking to the UN General Assembly through an interpreter, Ri Young Ho said there must be sufficient trust.
Without any trust in the U.S., there will be no confidence in our national security, and under such circumstances, there is no way we will unilaterally disarm ourselves first.
He also said sanctions only deepen that mistrust.
The perception that sanctions can bring us on our knees is a pipe dream of the people who are ignorant about us.
I'm John Clemens.
Meanwhile, President Trump joked to a crowd at a campaign in West Virginia that he and the North Korean leader are in love, as he described his warm relationship with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Rescuers are still trying to reach remote areas of Indonesia 2 days after a massive earthquake and tsunami struck near the city of Palu. Rescuers report hearing voices of people still trapped in the rubble of buildings. Indonesian officials fear the death toll could climb into the thousands as the search for survivors intensifies. The Red Cross estimating up to 1.6 million people could be affected by this disaster. A bus carrying 24 fifth graders from Norman, Oklahoma, rolled over as it made its way to a field trip in San Antonio. Sergeant Ryan Howard of the Texas Department of Public Safety said there were no serious injuries. They were heading to see...